This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extremely shocked by what's happening at the Texas border. I mean, I knew that they were breaking the border. I knew that they hired the same man who worked for the EU and George Soros, who got hired 10 years ago to break Europe's border and set up the NGOs that bring people in by land and also by sea on the Zodiac boats, but also pay them to fly in to European countries and never leave. They are then clients of the non-governmental organizations of the UN.
The longer a refugee is in a new country, the more likely it is that they'll put down roots and the more likely it is that they will stay.
Understanding open society is one thing. Trying to create open societies or strengthening open societies is something else.
In order to have an open society, you have to mediate the tension between equality and liberty, popular sovereignty, and individual freedom. It's a difficult task.
And I remember seeing Biden back in March of last year, full 6 months before the election, saying that if I get elected, immediately surge the border and come take over the United States.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border.
Well, look, I guess I should be flattered. People are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening, that I'm a decent man or whoever's phrased. That, that's why they're coming.
And those who come seeking asylum, we should immediately have the capacity to absorb them, keep them safe until they can be heard.
Well, they came wearing Biden outfits. They came wearing Biden campaign clothing, shirts and jackets and ball caps.
Reports have indicated at least 108 COVID-positive illegal aliens were released by CBP in one fell swoop. According to reports, at least 185 immigrants released in the past month in Brownsville tested positive. 25 Border Patrol agents have died of COVID. But the administration has taken no major steps to prioritize those frontline workers for the vaccine in the last 2 months. Most of them are having to go into the communities to go get the vaccine, even though they're on the front lines dealing with COVID-positive individuals coming across our border.
Where's the vice president on any of this? Isn't she supposed to be addressing the root causes of migration?
Absolutely, and she has been addressing the root causes of migration by working with countries in the region to ensure they have the assistance they need to reduce the number of people who are coming and trying to make those journeys across the border. We've actually seen some reductions in some of those numbers. That doesn't change the fact that this is a very challenging situation in Del Rio. We're working to implement our policies, and we're working to ensure we are also addressing root causes.
They don't look like, for example, Christians fleeing persecution from Nigeria, who are actually in the midst of a genocide, who cannot even get asylum in this country, but the asylum laws are actually written for them. And what you're seeing happen here is, you know those thousands of people in the bridge, Tucker? You know what the agents tell me? They've got like 24 port-a-johns for those people. Several hundred of them, like around 300, escaped on Sunday morning. They just ran away. The conditions are miserable. They don't have enough food. They don't have any real facilities or security. It is an absolute unmitigated disaster. And what you're seeing happen here is all those people in the Biden administration that came from the Open Society Foundation that we're not allowed to talk about because that'll be the end of us, right? They'll come for all of us. Well, you know what? Those people, those advisors, they don't want a border. What does open society mean? It means no borders, which means no America, right? No countries. That's why patriotism and the flag and all of those things are so evil today, right? They're automatically white supremacy and nationalism. Never mind that you can be, an African country and be proud of your flag and your borders, or you can come from Kosovo or wherever. So what you're seeing is part of a much bigger political picture. It's not just about the border.
It was tenfold, the Border Patrol said, any previous record surge they saw under Biden. Then 3 months ago, we had an exclusive interview with a Border Patrol agent, and we blurred out his face, his identity, and he talked about how they are told to turn back nobody, basically, but then lie and falsify and claim that 8 out of 10 were turnbacks. So he said they'd already had, as of then, over 1 million people that they knew had come in, and up to 3 million to 4 million more that had gotten through, and that by the end of fiscal year, they were estimating 8 to 10 million just in the Texas border sector. We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
Front line of the information war is Alex Jones.
Well, I really like Laura Logan. I've always liked her. She's a real investigative journalist. Remember, she got raped by like 20-plus Egyptians. Took her a long time to get over that. During the Arab Spring that Tucker Carlson was exposing at the time, but that CNN and other channels were pushing as a good thing, people like, of course, their big star over there, Anderson Cooper. That was all part of Obama destabilizing the world, being behind radical Islam. That's why the collapse of Afghanistan, the bad pullout violating Trump's plan, was executed as well, because they want to empower these groups to invade Europe, just like they're empowering groups to invade the United States. But wow, she was on last night with Tucker Carlson, and they crossed that invisible line that you're not supposed to cross. Remember, Lou Dobbs had 2 years ago now, he had Judicial Watch's head on, and he was covering the fact that the Open Society gets State Department money, that Trump had just killed that money, and that's given to George Soros to then invade with UN NGOs that set up these refugee camps in Guatemala and in other areas on the border of Europe, which is all a fact. I mean, separately, George Soros is in Newsweek and Reuters bragging how he does it, but you're not supposed to criticize it and say cut the funding, which Trump had just done. They said you could never have that particular person on from Judicial Watch. And they threatened to fire Dobbs if he did it again. Well, last night, and it's in a report that John Bound filed on the subject today at Bandai Video, it actually happened. So that shows you Tucker Carlson is the only person that is at Fox News that actually has his free speech. I can tell you that, and I'll leave it at that. But the article and the video is called Invasion by NGOs. It's in the John Bound section of band.video. I hope you will share that information. I was on Tim Pool's great podcast last night at his farmhouse compound, and they were trying to tweet out band.video, and they wouldn't let him. And I said, no, you got to tweet out freeworldnews.tv, and they did that. But that's why we have freeworldnews.tv. It's the same as banned out video. It's the same site, the same links, the same videos. It just gets you around that, and I'm sure they'll ban that. It's been up for 6 months, and they haven't banned that URL yet. Remember 79 Days of News and all those other names we had that they did then ban? But we can just create a new one as soon as they do that. But it's good for now, freeworldnews.tv. But think, as Americans, we've got to fight to get out transmissions and fight to show you what's happened at the border with our crew that went down there last week, did a great job and broke a lot of this news first. But then the Taliban, they've got their Twitter. And I say, as long as they don't call for violence, coordinated attacks on Twitter, that's their issue. But, I say we should have free speech for everybody, but we don't get the free speech showing what shows, because we're the bad guys. We're the dirty Americans. And that's why Sarah Silverman and people say they get sick at their stomach. They get scared when they see American flags. Well, then what ideology does she follow? Well, corporate globalism, the same Apple-owned type system that runs the worst slave camps in the world with suicide nets.
And the other day, Sarah Silverman called for what has been dubbed a national divorce on her podcast. There's the clip right there saying, look, Americans don't get along. And so, Alex, this is not what I mean, this was never anything that I ever wanted to see happen, a national divorce or whatever you want to call
it. That's what Black Lives Matter was, a racial divide. Now the vaccine is about the ignorant and her germaphobe divide. And this is divide and conquer. It's in the country. That's what they're trying.
And so, but now you look at a situation and you say, if it's inevitable, as Biden announced today, that the U.S. is going to surrender to the New World Order and to the U.N., well, then do Republican states or do certain states of the Union even have a choice if they want to have a sovereign living situation at all? I mean, what do you do? I mean, you can go, I remember history class, you'd study maps in Civil War and you'd have the free states and the slave states. I mean, is that what we're coming back to? Do we have to have a map of America where you have free states and you have slave states?
Well, a lot of people that are living in the country are self-sufficient from, you know, West Virginia to Texas to Idaho to Montana to Wyoming are saying, well, we'll just have our own food, our own community. They're going to cut the fuel off. They're going to cut the electricity off down the road, and they're going to bring us under feudalism. We have to defeat them. We can't go along with this idea they're pushing because they control the big central banks that are going to break this country up. So speaking of that, here's Sarah Silverman saying that she gets really upset in a piece she was doing that's so-called comedy. It's totally boring. People all get incredibly low ratings, by the way. You know, in not just in the viewers, but also people rate it. It gets like half a star, but they still just prop her up. And then they have the clip of her on the podcast again saying, let's have a national divorce. Well, listen, you already had your divorce. You work for the globalists. You're a parasite. You work for Hollywood. It's parasitic. And so you're trying to say you want a divorce from us? That's reverse psychology. They want to stay glommed onto us, running our lives, making our children wear masks, and injecting deadly poison in them. She's part of a cult. Here she is.
I had a boyfriend many years ago. He was my first boyfriend who had his own house. And one day I went outside to see what he was doing, and he was hoisting an American flag up the flagpole in his front yard. And I instantly felt very weird. It didn't make sense, but I felt this feeling of like, I felt scared. Yeah, I felt scared. And so I was like, what are you doing? And he said, raising the flag. And I was like, why? And he's like, because I love America. And I was like, right, of course. But inside I was shaken, and then I calmly walked to my car and I got inside and I called my sister Susie to tell her what happened. Now maybe you're thinking, what do you mean what happened? Nothing happened. Your boyfriend put an American flag up at his own house. No, you're totally right. I had no idea why I was freaking out. I had this very visceral reaction. And my sister, who knows because she's a rabbi in Israel, explained to me, she was like, dude, nationalism is innately terrifying for Jews. Think about it. Flags, marching, blind allegiance, these things tend to ring a bell for us. Right. Of course. Duh. It made sense. And
so that makes no sense.
And she's the one that dresses up like Hitler to get attention on TV. So let's expand on this. America saved the Jews. So now what she's saying is America is the Nazi. The left says the flag is racist. The National Archives puts a trigger warning on the Bill of Rights and Constitution because she's an authoritarian that represents people that run Chinese slave camps, big corporations that wrap themselves in Black Lives Matter. And her talking point is to introduce that, oh, I hate America. It's dirty. It's bad. And then my sister, who's a rabbi, she explained to me, you're right, because, you know, you're a poor victim of America. This is out of control. But again, this is the talking point she's been given because the globalists are getting rid of this country, folks.
How does she say that? I'm just at a loss here. Israel is one of the most nationalistic countries on the planet.
Well, the truth is, if this is where pure libertarians don't get it. If you don't have a defense system in your own culture and your own ideas, you will be conquered because the other groups, there are always bad groups out there. And so she's saying you shouldn't have a nation, you shouldn't have an identity, you shouldn't be proud to be American, because she's part of the globalist corporate sellout that wants to tell us to have no identity, so we just roll over to them. It's very elementary. If she's a globalist, she has her talking points, and she's up there to tell you America equals Hitler.
If that story is even true that she's talking about, this is the same woman who is such a basket case that she saw painting on the street that marks plumbing or electrical wire. You have to have it done whenever you're going to do work in your yard or out on the street. She saw a painting on the street and said, oh my gosh, look, it's a Nazi swastika. And it was literally just a marking for pipes under the street. And this woman says she's triggered by the...
Let's expand. She knows that's not true. So does AOC when they do this. They want to, she said cauliflower is bad because it's white. AOC did. That is to manipulate their lowbrow supporters to really get scared. And so, and so Bubba Wallace sees the loop that everybody has. If they're smart, you tie one on your garage so you can pull it down because it wasn't an electric garage. And he goes, I saw, you know, I saw these nooses, but that's because this is the new culture and the new system of the corporations turn us against each other while they spy on us, while they lock us down, while they put deadly poison in all of us, while they open our borders, while they tell us we're not essential, while they do all this stuff. Then they run around saying, did you see the cloud? There was a swastika in the cloud.
It's complete lunacy. It's clown world. It's a mental illness is what it is. And I see all these videos. They're young kids. I cover one where they're saying, I don't understand. You know, I'm walking around. I'm triggered by everything. I'm always nervous. I'm always afraid. That's what the left has done to you. That's what they've done to you.
Six to nine times.
It's a basket case.
Six to nine times more likely to commit suicide or end up in a mental institution on the left. But let's come back. That was Silv Silverman a while back ago saying, oh, I just started hating America. It's healthy. Now she came out and said, screw America. Get rid of it. It's bad. We'll show you that clip when we come back. These people are enemies of America, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm sick of looking at Sarah Silverman, that little anti-American globalist rat, Chi-Com dropping. We're not going to play the clip of her. Everybody knows she said it. How about we play Biden calling for a new world order and then defining it as China owning and dominating us, as Milley has said to our troops, that America's going to go down and China's going to go up, and that's the way it is. He also says white people attack the Capitol because they're inherently racist. Total globalist, divide the country, take the country down, crap. And if we put up with it, we deserve what we get. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall propaganda, by the way. I'll hit next segment with Owen, and then James O'Keefe's coming up at the end, last segment of this hour. Wall-to-wall in newspapers, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post. I hardly ever actually read the physical papers, but flying back this morning, got some at the airport, and every page, I mean, just every section, local, national, is, oh, it's totally safe. Everyone loves it. No one's gotten sick. No one's had a problem. And then they have a separate article, I haven't gotten to this, on InfoWars.com that Tucker Carlson covered, where they have a Church of Satan thing. Well, the Satanists are helping save us from COVID and how the evil Christians have lied. I'm not joking. And they have said that the vaccines have killed thousands. So we're going to see who's telling the truth, the Church of Satan, the Satan lie, or the actual VAERS reporting, which is much worse than that next segment. But Owen, let's get to this clip. You've seen the Biden thing. I haven't seen it yet. I've seen the transcripts. It's global government, carbon tax, all that. But let's hear from him recently and also a few years ago about where he actually stands. Here it is.
We, and particularly you, your class, has an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
A new world order.
I do know a lot about foreign policy, as much as anybody in this room, including if you're Henry Kissinger, who I love. Folks, we have mortgaged our foreign policy. Everyone's out there going, oh, my God, how in God's name? You know, the Chinese came here and the president didn't get anything. Guess what? They own us.
And the full clip, they clap. That's to the Council on Foreign Relations, who've all invested. They're the middlemen who get as much as all the Chinese people get in less than 100 families. That's what Trump said. I thought the Chinese were bad and Xi Jinping was bad. I met with him. Our middlemen get more than the whole Chinese population, so I'm going to fix it with Xi Jinping. And then when they got rid of Trump and stole the election, they even admitted the Wall Street Journal. I couldn't believe it. I already knew this. The Wall Street Journal this weekend, we'll cover it coming up. They even say right there that that's when Xi Jinping started kicking all the big tech out and taking it over because he saw they were more powerful than even the American president. So see how the globalists thought taking out Trump would help them take over the world, but now it's turned their own commies against them because they see that that big tech actually thinks it's in charge. See, these leftists don't think long-term. They don't think strategically. They don't understand real power.
Well, think about what Joe Biden just admitted in those clips, aside from the New World Order, but in the China clip specifically. Folks, a lot of people probably get into government or media with good intentions. Who knows if that was Biden or not. But the point is, they see, as Biden said, that we've completely mortgaged the future of this country to the Chinese communists, whether it's our manufacturing or industry or our culture, our entertainment. China just runs it all now. And so Biden just admits it. And I guess he just figures, well, screw America, go China. And so that's the problem here. People realize this is going on, and then they just figure, well, I'm not going to fight it. I'm not going to stand up. I'm not going to speak the truth. I'll just align with China, and I'll line my pockets, and I'll be rich and powerful. Screw the dirt.
And they're a little concerned that Americans might get together and vote this out, so they put in election fraud, and then they have all the entertainers tell us, you know, America's Hitler, and America's mean to Jews, and we need the big mega banks and Klaus Schwab, who's actually the grandson of the top Nazi, to run everything and take over, and George Soros, who for the best time of his life was rounding up fellow Jews. I mean, it's just Twilight Zone, but that's all they've got is it's all racist, it's evil, down with America, while they loot the living snot out of us. See, they sold us out already. He said we're mortgaged to China. So we're already sold out to them, and then he's telling, well, hey, you didn't know we sold you out? How about we just lock your ass up in prison?
It's beyond Stockholm Syndrome, too, at this point, Alex, where it used to be that the left would, well, yeah, maybe they'd engage in some intellectual debate. Maybe they'd engage in some conversation about this. But now it's, no, we want Satanism. Satanism is a loophole for us to kill babies with a heart. Satanism is our answer to force people to get vaccines.
And then the army showing official PowerPoints to thousands of troops about the Satanists are going to help you.
Where does that go? I mean, where are they going intellectually? Where are they going spiritually? Where are they going culturally? They're telling us they're going complete evil. And it's driven by hatred is what it is. They hate us so much, or they hate America so much, or they hate Trump so much. That was probably the biggest wave of the hatred for Trump, that they'll just go anything. As long as the media or their politicians that they I guess, worship now, pits whatever it is against Trump or whatever it is against America or whatever.
Well, yeah, that's how they got, Penn and Teller, Penn Jillette, to endorse Governor Newsom. He claims he's a libertarian, and he just endorsed a guy that's an authoritarian.
And now California is going to be going under even more stricter mandates. Your children, and you'll have a mass exodus from California. And it's funny because the Democrats admit it. They're like, yeah, everyone's leaving California. It sucks here because of our policy. So go to Texas and destroy Texas, too. And then when you're done there, go to Florida and destroy Florida, too. And then we'll destroy everything. And you Americans won't have any states to go to anymore. You'll have no culture. You'll have no freedom.
Well, that's the thing about leftists is they destroy. They do the same thing. Like, I've had him come up and say you shouldn't drive a big truck and tell, when I was still married to my ex-wife, you know, you shouldn't have three kids at like Whole Foods. I mean, they literally hiss at families. They literally are demons.
And here's the crazy thing. I saw those stack of newspapers, and you might not recognize this just because you're not seeing what the kids are seeing as much as I am. There was an individual, this individual, Lil Nas. He does videos worshiping, sodomizing Satan. He does videos where he's a man pretending to get pregnant, totally sold out to the New World Order, a talentless hack. But, you know, anybody in the entertainment industry, the music industry, they can make anybody successful they want. That's why they put Nicki Minaj on the shelf and gave you Cardi B, because they choose who's going to be successful. And I saw there's this huge cover story about Lil Nas X in one of these papers. Why? Because he's sold out. He tells you he's a pregnant male.
No, I saw that. I can do a whole show just on what's in newspapers, because it's the most condensed. I was in the restaurant at the hotel in D.C. All three TVs, I shot a video of it, all three of the TVs had, it's safe for children, shots for children, the shots are 100% effective, just all lying, just bombarding every channel. So they're getting desperate.
I saw the exact same thing on all the national news. You were showing it on the local news. I saw the exact same thing on a national news level. And I think the reason why they do that in the paper.
Oh, you saw the video I seen?
Yeah, we played it on the air yesterday. And I'm just saying, I saw it on national TV all morning. But I think the reason why they do that in the newspapers is the same reason why they do it on The View. It's just conditioning. Not to be insensitive here, but older people that are still in the newspaper medium or still in the daytime TV medium to just convince you, you lost, America's lost, this is the new culture, this is what people want, so just give up and give in, when that's not even the case. The View is, nobody watches The View. It's full of illogical, unintellectual fops.
All right, we're going to come right back with Biden. I wanted you to see him earlier declaring that he worships China, that China owns us, we're slaves. I mean, no wonder Milley says China's our boss, going to take over, because that's the official sellout. And so now you know why they stole your election. Now you know what they want to race for. These are enemies. These are our conquerors. I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America and the entire world is going down the tubes because of the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time, only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it keeps us on the air. Take action, and I thank you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I just played you HBO and Netflix, force-fed comedian they put on every channel, saying America is Hitler and Nazi, and the American flag is Hitler and Nazi, and we should get rid of America. Then I showed you Biden saying we're owned by China, we're mortgaged to China, and they run us now. I could play Millie from last week saying it to the troops. He didn't just say it in a phone call and then lie and say our president tried to overthrow the government on January 6th. But don't worry, I've got the nukes. I'm the boss. I mean, it's and of course, Xi Jinping pulled back and kick the globalist out and said, I'm cutting your corporations off. You're going to do this to me, to us. I mean, because you think the Chi-Coms want to work with the globalists after they sold out our own country? The Chi-Coms are like, you ran the world. You had all the power. Why'd you do that? Because the globalists are satanic. They hate the Christian power of America. They wanted to corrupt us. It's spiritual. Well, the Chi-Coms are already soulless, so they're exporting all that. They're owning Hollywood on record. Now, four of the six houses, they're having the left give us the cultural poison, but they don't allow it on their airwaves, folks. So remember that when you see what's happening. This is war, and America's pretty much conquered. The private Federal Reserve, the stolen election, now they want to mop up the states. Now they want to mop up the systems, and they're now flushing out all their blue cities, as you said earlier, to come invade us and take over. With all the decadent slobs they've created, who are then going to find out everything implodes, they're going to be enforced work brigades. You know, if they succeed in their takeover, Owen, can you imagine what it's going to be like to all these leftists who thought they were going to have leadership positions in the communist takeover? They're going to literally be in a forced labor camp.
Or that have just enjoyed the American lifestyle with the ease of access and just the excess and the access. It's all going to go to the wayside. And I think what's happening right now, Alex, and it might not even matter at this point if Texas secures the southern border, and the Biden administration may even help them and allow it. They've already got 8 to 10 million in here illegally in the last year or so. So it may not even matter. But what they're doing now is Newsom just signed the bill in California basically saying that the government can build housing projects anywhere they want. So in California, they've created such a bad state for Americans to live in that all the Americans are leaving.
Oh, it's a giant third world colony invasion point, which is the official UN plan. And they're also going to build giant housing areas in Northern California in the middle of rural areas to then import those groups that they didn't give welfare to that is then paid out to the Democrat NGOs.
So now the Democrat voting locusts are being moved to Texas and Montana and Idaho and Florida, traditionally red states, so they can flip them blue because, you know, they're not very smart. They're just going to import that policy to destroy other states.
And by the way, that was Obama's last deal. He signed an executive order when he left to get rid of single dwelling homes, family homes. They don't want those.
So now they're going to import their millions of illegal immigrants into the suburbs of California, and they won't lose California because they'll amnesty all of them. So they'll be voting Democrat, whether they do or not is irrelevant. The Democrats will just vote for them. And so they'll ballot harvest.
They'll put all the illegals on welfare and then milk part of that off.
And so that's the plan for California. Exodus of all the American people after they destroyed the economy. And then send all those Democrat locusts to the red states to flip those states.
And while the globalists use the trillions in fiat currency that we've got to pay back with taxes as Biden expands the IRS, the biggest it's ever been. So he says working class, middle class, you're all going to be taxed. The billionaires are all tax exempt. They're going to tax all the middle class and poor people to pay for the illegal aliens. I mean, this is an admitted military takeover.
And they want to be in your bank account because they're well aware that you may have assets or a cryptocurrency, and they want to know. They want to know
how. Or you may sell a old tractor. You may get some cash, and they want to know about it.
They got to know. The government's got to get their cut, and the Democrats vote for all of it as they stand against big government, so they say. But what, you know, this is why the national divorce is taking such a serious topic of debate right now, Alex, because at what point do Texas and Florida or Missouri or some of these other conservative states say, look, we've seen what you've done to your states. We're not going to let you do it here.
You're right. This is a formula to conquer America using federal populations that's in all the UN documents. And speaking of that, I want to get to the Biden clip. We're out of time. I'll do that next hour from the UN and all the incredible announcements. We'll probably re-air those clips. Then you go together where he's, you know, up there saying China runs us, owns us. But just think about, imagine if Ronald Reagan said China owns us, it's over, we need to submit to them. Imagine if the chairman of the Joint Chiefs said that under George W. Bush. George W. Bush would be, removed. They've gotten so used to all these comics and all these Hollywood people and all these conquerors saying they care about everybody and then bringing in third world populations to hate America and hate white people. It's just sick. And I'll say this about finances. InfoWars is like a mothership now that boosts Project Veritas. And they'll tell you that. And that boosts everybody else. They've taken down almost everybody else. Tucker Carlson's there. We're there. That's about it at a major level that'll really tell you what's going on at a hardcore point. You know, you've got like Ben Shapiro at first is for the vaccine, pushing it. And now he's like, oh, well, it shouldn't be forced. And I'm not in competition with Ben Shapiro. But he's what the system sells. The algorithm of Google pushes him because that's what they want you to hear is that type of pinhead conservatism that doesn't really get into the depths of what's happening. It just makes it more of a cultural fight. The culture war is an artificial weapon system to play us off against each other. We need to understand we're at war, we're being attacked, and come together as Americans, every race, color, and creed, against the foreign banks coming in to bankrupt us and create a universal basic income. So, that said, I need you to tell everybody about the show. You've been doing it. We're having a huge effect. And we're like one of the main guns in the info war that's sneaking a lot of globalist lies and rallying the people. But that means we've got to do more. We've got to fight harder. We've got to be stronger. And I've been doing that. I've been working 14 to 16 hours a day, some days more, and I've been really focused because I'm here to mobilize people. We're not here to even try to get sheep to wake up anymore. We're here to get people that are already awake, that are already taking action, realize now's the time for maximum effort to block the globalists, and then the sheep will see our leadership, which they're seeing, and figure out that we were right, and join us. But at this point, we just got to tell it like it is, lay it all out, and financially support InfoWars. You need all the products we have already. So everybody needs to just say, they're coming after me and my family. They're coming after Alex. We're all in this together. We've got to keep InfoWars on the air. InfoWars has a lot of projects and a lot of new things we need to do that take money to carry out. We have to have our own infrastructure, our own servers, millions and millions a quarter just in bandwidth cost. But and so our popularity is, when you see the millions of views a day on Bandai Video, millions and millions and millions a day, that costs money. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying we're not funded by the globalists. So thank you for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, and there are a bunch of sales that end on Monday. That's the Ultra 12 Vitamin B12. That's the Winter Sun Highest Quality Vitamin D3 at 50% off. That deal ends on Monday. You can call toll-free, 888-253-3139, if you want to order that as well. But I'd stock up on it. Everybody needs D3. Everybody needs Vitamin B12. It's the highest rated, highest quality. Take it under the tongues. You get higher absorption. A lot of people can't absorb a lot of B12 or D in the stomach, D3. So it's really good to get into the blood vessels in your mouth. That's where digestion really starts. That's why you have saliva and why you have all the blood vessels in the mouth. And so it's really important. It's what I do every day. Both of them taste naturally sweet with no sweetener added. People say, well, it doesn't say sweetener, but it's sweet. D3 that's organic and real is sweet. And so is B12 that's organic and real. So it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And the sale also ends Monday. All the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, the designer T-shirts, the limited edition shirts, all of them are being sold at cost, as low as $9.95, as high as $14.95. That is how we fund our operation and spread the word in the third dimension. Oh, and just in a minute as we go to break it. Wow, Project Veritas got censored within hours on Instagram and other places putting up the video we're about to break down.
Well, this is one of those things, maybe a straw that can break the camel's back, coming from inside hospitals, coming from federal health care workers telling you you've been lied to about the vaccine. Inside the hospitals, they know it's killing people. The VAERS reports, they're not even fully reporting it. We have that, too. So the 15,000 deaths from the vaccines this year, they now admit that that's only a fraction of them, and it's all in this one little report. I mean, where does Project Veritas go next? I mean, to the stars for Project Veritas.
And what's incredible, people say, oh, are these federal regulators and nurses and doctors right? It's all in the original report that I've got right here from October, where the feds knew it was going to cause these reactions. This was premeditated. Fauci works for the Rockefeller Foundation and Gates. They made the weapons with the Chinese. They released it. We're under attack.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there.
Man, I was in West Virginia yesterday, and it is pretty. My jeans or whatever, because it looks like Europe or something. I was like, I want to be here. Gorgeous. You ever been there?
Yeah, I have. And in fact, we were driving through one time in the InfoWars truck. There's a perfect snowfall, just perfectly painting the mountains white, the tops of the trees white. It's a beautiful American landscape that the globalists are trying to deny from us.
Absolutely. All right, James O'Keefe's coming on next hour. He had an emergency come up. But from their studios, Jody O'Malley, MSNRN, HHS whistleblower, in the bombshell, now censored off a bunch of platforms, interview with her and others, seeing people come in and get sick, seeing them getting very, very ill, having COVID-like symptoms from the vaccine. I've been told there's some medical doctors that run hospitals on air. I've been told it off record as well because they're scared. I know some doctors here in Austin that it took care of my parents that are very nice, a husband and wife who work in a major hospital. And they said they're told basically not to say that it's the injections that are doing it. And we know officially for 14 days, if you die in 14 days after getting Moderna or Pfizer, the FDA and the CDC don't count that as a vaccinated person. So if you take those numbers and add together with all the numbers we've got, it's pretty shocking. So, Jody O'Malley, we appreciate your courage. and what you've done, and you know, now we've seen your whistleblower stuff, your undercover things. It's so great to have you here. Tell us about yourself and why you've gone public and just what you want to warn people. Because I know you're here to warn people, and you put your whole, you know, job on the line. And they're so scary because you're with Health and Human Services to have somebody like you come out and tell the truth. So thank you for standing up against these crimes against humanity and for the Nuremberg Code.
Thank you. So I am a master's prepared critical care nurse. I graduated nursing school when I was 39, so just 8 years ago or something. It's always been a passion of mine to help people in that way. And being a nurse in my hospital, I work float pools, so I see it all. I see it from the people coming into the emergency room that are fine, some that are not so fine, most are fine. I see it from a med-surg nurse perspective. I see it from an intensive care nurse perspective. And I also see it from an administrative perspective because I work house supervisor. So I'm also very much privy to the reporting and how these numbers are reported.
So you're in a key position both from training and jobs and managerial areas to get a really good wide spectrum view of this to be able to give us an expert opinion is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have a lot of nurse friends that are just in one area, you know, ER or ICU or med-surg. And I'm screaming to them, like, stop putting out that fear, guys. Like, you're only seeing it. You're seeing the sickest of the sick, right? I mean, that's kind of hard to see on a daily basis. But then there's so 99.7% that aren't, you know?
Well, they have fought, and I'm sure you know this, Instagram, a bunch of other places have pulled it. We're going to have James on next hour about this. But imagine, you have a voice as an American. This video goes out, you show the proof with other valiant individuals, and now they're trying to silence you. But we've got millions of listeners and viewers who are going to take this interview, they're going to magnify it. So here's your chance to do what you've been doing and to break this Berlin Wall, this electronic iron curtain of censorship, and to warn people as a caregiver who wants to help people. Tell us what's really happening.
Well, what's really happening is the reporting of the numbers are very skewed. We're getting a lot of hospital admissions. You know, the doc will call up and tell me, hey, I got a COVID pneumonia. They're going to go to med-surg observation, say, right? And I said, okay, are they on oxygen? No. Okay, well, why are we admitting them? Right? That's one perspective. Here's another perspective. I'll get a diabetic ketoacidosis admission, that they're there for an extremely high uncontrolled blood sugar, but they're COVID positive. So now they're added to my COVID admissions, but COVID is just an incidental finding. That has nothing to do with it, right? You know, and then also too, the early treatment. I've known about the frontline doctors and America's frontline doctors. When I saw them last year, I was like, yes, yes, yes. Somebody's speaking out, like, yay, this will change. And it only got worse. And it's because of the censorship. It's because they're having, you know, no scientific debate is allowed. And for me, when that happened to my coworker who wanted the ivermectin and didn't get it, you know, prior to that, there's an ER doc that I really hope comes forward because he's been instrumental in this with me. And he was telling me, Jody, it's not chess, it's not checkers, it's chess. And I said, okay, you're right. Now that I know enough about early treatment, I'm just going to start telling everybody about it, you know, and just speaking up and saying, hey, guys, this is an option. And then when my boss brought me into the office and said, they're going to start reporting you to the Board of Nursing for speaking against anything that the FDA has not used for an emergency use authorization.
And again, I've talked to medical doctors face-to-face in Austin. My parents have talked to other doctors face-to-face and told them the same thing. who are quitting and leaving and setting up their own practices because they're so freaked out by this. And let's be clear, they've been using a PCR test that's false positive 94% of the time, even according to the New York Times, to then sometimes even put people in the hospital that, like you said, are having diabetic shock or something. They'll still, I've read the articles out of New York, stick a ventilator down their throat. And it's just crazy. So what you're seeing is what the corporatization, how they give the orders from on high, and then that's implemented regardless of what the doctors and nurses are saying. And then if you speak out, they were going to get you in trouble. So you, I guess you and others, I've seen the videos, recorded other people agreeing with you to show that you weren't the only one. Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah. So many people agree with me. I mean, as far as the PCR test goes, that was never intended to be diagnostic. But yet we've drove this entire pandemic over two narratives in my mind. One, asymptomatic transmission, telling people that they can kill someone and not know it. Completely unscientific, rarely ever happens. And PCR tests that there's no standard. At my hospital, when I was house supervisor, I went downstairs and I talked to our lab department and I said, what's our cycle threshold? And they said 51 minutes. It's only supposed to be at the max 24 to have any clinical significance. So you can see where, you know, every single hospital, everybody's doing it different. No lab is ever the same. All labs have different cycle thresholds. So what are we doing, you know?
Where do you see this going? Because there are armies of nurses and doctors and scientists, and even now the FDA scientists came out and said, don't give children this, don't give boosters. The media didn't even report on that. That happened last Friday and Saturday. So, I mean, I see the corporations moving forward no matter what comes out. But I see it creating a massive resistance worldwide. Where do you see this going?
Well, where I hope it goes is for people to not operate in fear and to stick to that little whisper that, you know, we're given to us by God. You know, that is not from, that doesn't happen from our own ego, you know? And when you get that little feeling not to do something, don't do it. Start conforming your communities of people so that if you need a doctor, if you're sick, you know, you can reach out to them and you'll have somebody. If you need a chiropractor, if you need food, you got a farmer, those types of things.
Absolutely. And I hope you can stay with us longer because I want to get but every doctor and every nurse we have almost been through this, especially the ones that have been battle tested and have all these different disciplinary, you know, degrees. Tell us that you got to go out and find the good hospitals and doctors now, because if you find the wrong ones, you're dead.
Absolutely. I mean, right now, everybody needs to take their health seriously. You know, we don't know how this virus will mutate and what they'll come up with next. But overall, I want to tell people this. For the overall majority, 99.7% will survive and be okay. Okay? So don't think like this is just something like, oh, we're all going to die.
But that's if they get the right treatment, correct? Not if you get a ventilator.
But no, that's even before the vaccine came out. Those are our numbers.
Wow. Okay, stay there. Well, I want to hear about the whistleblowing for people that haven't seen the full report at Project Veritas. It's also up on InfoWars. This is a war, folks, an InfoWar. And so it's the COVID-19 Vaccine Exposed Part 1. It's at Project Veritas's website. We have a very special guest, Jody O'Malley.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
We're all